Police in Istanbul stop an attempt to reach the central areas of the Turkish city. This year's May Day demonstration took place against the backdrop of economic hardship and soaring inflation, a combination authorities fear that could ignite social unrest. Only a few parts of the city were allowed to hold rallies in celebration of labourers and the working class around the world. The popular areas of Istanbul's Taksim Square and Istiklal Street were closed off. Anyone entering them was detained. At least 164 people were arrested for attempting to hold an illegal protest. In Paris, thousands of people marched just 1 week after the re-election of President Emmanuel Macron. Many here were protesting against his economic policies, in particular the prospect of increasing the retirement age from 62 to 65, which has been criticized by the unions and political opponents looking to make strides in next month's parliamentary elections.
The battle is not between contracted work and free time. Here we come before an election that will allow us to defeat those who intend to keep you working until the age of 65.
But this was not just a protest of words. Police charged at protesters after they damaged storefronts and attempted to lay debris along the street. In Italy, the three main trade unions gathered in the central town of Assisi. Leaders called for peace, a reminder perhaps of how the conflict in Ukraine is pushing up prices of commodities. They also stressed safety for workers and the need for higher wages. Like other countries, Italy's economic growth has been affected by the war in Ukraine, and the risk of recession remains high. It's still heavily dependent on Russian energy supplies, despite attempts to wean itself off. And that is an issue which many countries will have to address as the war drags on. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.
And tens of thousands of Cubans have taken part in their own traditional May Day march. That's despite an acute economic crisis, which has led to shortages of almost everything from transportation to food. Our Latin American editor, Lucia Newman, reports from the capital, Havana.
Cuba is one of the few countries in the world that is still marking May Day, International Workers' Day, like this. As you can see, hundreds of thousands of people are marching here at the Plaza of the Revolution. They had to come out at around 2 o'clock in the morning to start walking here from all over the capital and from other nearby towns and cities. They are waving at former President Raul Castro, who is directly in front of me, and current President Miguel Díaz-Canel. A lot of people are carrying photographs of former Cuban Revolution leader Fidel Castro and his brother Raul Castro. Now, this is something that had been postponed over the last 2 years. Because of the pandemic, the government has spared no expense and no effort to bring people out here, sending a message to their enemies, both inside and outside of the country, that they are still standing and that they are resisting at a time when Cuba is undergoing one of the worst economic crises in its history.